So when you look at the whole spectrum of dermatologic or cutaneous side effects of anti-cancer therapy, are there any in addition to the ones that we've talked about so far?
I believe that some of the agents that lead to the most frequent and disabling toxicities include pegylated doxorubicin or Doxil, as it leads to a hand-foot syndrome that can be severely disabling, and also Taxotere leads to severe nail problems, which frequently necessitate drug interruption or discontinuation, as this may lead to superinfection of the nails.
Any comments on that syndrome in terms of prevention, treatment, and also the tearing syndrome that's seen with docetaxel?
In terms of the treatment for hand-foot syndrome, what has been found and the evidence for a lot of this information is not this most robust evidence. It's the use of ammonium lactate. This was presented at ASCO about 2 years ago. And ammonium lactate goes by the trade name of Lacydrin in a prophylactic fashion, applied to the hands twice daily. This was given as a 12.5% formulation. And this is a moisturizer that we also use in other areas of the body, so this is very safe to use. And also high-potency topical corticosteroids are used for the treatment of hand-foot syndrome. For the docetaxel nail problem, what we are currently doing is at our institution, we have these elastogel gloves. We place them in the freezer, and then patients, once they are receiving their infusion, they place their feet and their hands inside those gloves. This cooling leads to decreased blood flow to their hands and feet, minimizing the development of docetaxel-induced nail toxicities. And the use of these gloves originated in France and was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology in 2005.